The State Board of Higher Education will not take a formal position on opposing the recreational marijuana initiative that's on the November ballot. The measure was discussed by the board's governance committee. That committee had asked University System Chancellor Mark Hagerot to draft a position paper. But board legal counsel said the board could not take a formal position on the issue because the board is a part of state government. However, the board could discuss factual information on the measure without taking any formal position. Board member Dan Trainer attempted to table any discussion of the measure.
Both at the governance committee and here at the board, we did not invite proponents of the measure. We only discussed ideas concerning opposition to the measure. And I think that that creates an unfairness.
Trainer's motion to table failed on a tie 4-4 vote. Katie Fitzsimmons is director of student affairs for the university system. She told the board the campuses have to follow federal drug-free laws because marijuana is still a Schedule I drug.
Failure to comply with federal laws and regulations on marijuana possession and use on campuses jeopardizes the continued receipt of federal funds.
But Fitzsimmons said current university system policies on marijuana and drugs on campuses would remain in place, and violations by students, faculty, and staff could result in sanctions. Individual board members are free to give personal opinions on that measure. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.